Time is 8:41. John Steenhuisen, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Howard, and good morning to all the listeners.
It's great to be with you all.
Nice to speak to you. Thanks for taking the time. Obviously, a very, very big day. And the first question that I have to ask is your recommendations for a drinking game during SONA?
Well, I think there is a recommendation, and that's every time the president talks about the word capable state. It's been his go-to phrase for the last few weeks, and it's been the DA's mantra for the last 2 decades, but he seems to have adopted it recently. But you're going to hear a lot about that, no doubt, this evening.
There's also no doubt that the president, that Cyril Ramaphosa, is starting off very much on the back foot because of the lack of progress that has been made. You know, and all the talk about, you know, revealing a youth economic employment plan ahead of SONA. Well, that's fine, but this is not about SONA. It's actually about getting the country right. Tremendous amount of frustration, certainly, that I'm feeling, seeing, reading around the lack of progress. I wrote an article yesterday referring to Ramaphosa's Hamlet because he's the ultimate procrastinator, and ultimately Hamlet's a tragedy. Everybody dies in the end because of the lack of action. Do you think that he's actually capable of acting?
I think he is capable of acting. The question is whether he is willing to act, and I think that is the bigger and broader question, because you're absolutely right. We've had two SONAs where we've had promises and virtuous ends and dreams that have been shared, but very little concrete action has taken place. Since the president got into office as president of the republic, we've lost jobs. The economy has shrunk. Life's got harder for more South Africans. So clearly whatever he's announced before is not working. It's not changing. So unless he's going to announce some bold, brave reforms this evening, I think that the patience of both citizens, analysts and investors is going to have reached the end of the road. So, you know, he's got to now make a decision this evening. Is he going to act in the best interest of his party, or is he going to act in the best interest of the country? Because either choice is going to have significant implications going forward for him.
Mm. And what's interesting as well is that global leadership has changed. Whether we love or hate Donald Trump, whether we love or hate Bernie Sanders or Boris Johnson, it doesn't matter. They've got a very strong support base because they stand for something. And not standing for something or trying to be a people pleaser, that trying to keep your own party happy as well as everybody else in all environments has become political death. Do you think that the ANC is and the president actually realizes this?
Well, I think it was Margaret Thatcher who famously said that if you stand in the middle of the road, you'll eventually get run over. And I think the president's facing an oncoming truck, because he's either going to get run over by an economy that is just simply not working and a country that has lost patience, or he's going to get run over by people in his own party. So the world has only been changed by leaders who are conviction politicians, who get up and unambiguously set out who they are, what they're about, and what they want to achieve. I don't think we've seen that yet from the president. I don't think we've seen him taking the decisive action. As you say, all three of those politicians that you mentioned, and although none of them are perfect, it's very clear what they are and what they're trying to do, and who they're trying to do it for. We don't see that with the president. You know, he speaks one language to international investors, another language in parliament, and another language at his NEC meetings. And he's unfortunately being caught out now, and he's finding himself in the middle of the road on things like expropriation without compensation, on NHI, on the nationalization of pension funds to bail out state-owned entities, on Eskom's inability to be able to reform and keep the lights on. And so he's got to pick a side of the road, and he's got to do it quickly and decisively. Any kicking the can down the road further this evening is going to end up with him being run over by one of those oncoming trucks.
Mm. Yeah, there's no doubt about it at all. You've spent the last couple of weeks, actually a couple of months, moving extensively around the country to try and get a sense of what some of the major issues are. What is your overall observation in this regard?
Well, I think the country's in a far deeper crisis than government or anybody else would let on. You're visiting communities across all 9 provinces, urban, rural, townships, towns, metros. There's a common thread there, and that is we have an incapable state that's not able to deliver basic services. It's not able to provide a conducive environment for businesses to flourish, and it's hurting the poorest of South Africans the hardest. They've got no way out of this. What they're looking for is not handouts from government. Every single one of the communities I met with, even those suffering under the most greatest deprivation, just want a government that's going to walk with them and on a path to prosperity. They feel that they've got a government that's working actively against them in job creation, in providing basic services, in ensuring that they have municipalities that are free of corruption. And the state is in a really, really difficult place. And so, frankly, when the president speaks tonight about a capable state, it's simply not backed up with what is on the ground. You cannot have a capable state if you have incapable local government that cannot even deliver basic services because it's just riddled with corruption and maladministration. And so he's got to announce an end to CADA deployment. He's got to announce reforms around Eskom. He's got to announce reforms around how we get the economy moving and create jobs. And if he doesn't do these things, then I think the frustration amongst ordinary South Africans is just going to grow.
What is the role of the DA this evening? You know, we know the EFF enjoys the circus element of it. No doubt they'll be walking out at some point. How does your party approach SONA?
Well, we've always believed in upholding the rules of parliament, and we believe that a functioning parliament that is robust but rules-based is essential for us to ensure we have democratic sustainability. And so breaking things down in parliament, I don't think advances the people's business one bit. So our job this evening is to listen to the president, to ensure the rules of parliament are applied properly, and that we will then formulate a response. But I think there's a greater responsibility on the official opposition, Howard, and I think it's a trick the DA's missed over the last couple of years, and that is to be able to provide a binary choice to voters by putting on the table a clear, workable alternative. So I think that in the past we focused on pointing fingers at the ANC and pointing out where they're stumbling and going wrong. I don't think we've backed that up necessarily with enough meaty alternatives. And so that's why we're going to a policy conference later this year. But it's also why we've moved to providing those solutions. So our Sazani healthcare plan to provide universal access to quality healthcare in South Africa is a perfect foil to the NHI, and you won't have to raise a single tax or divert any further money. That focus on getting the basics right. Our plans on Eskom about how you sell off the coal-fired power stations to pay the debt and lift the cap on consumers and households and businesses from being able to generate electricity and provide it into the grid. These are all alternatives that we're going to be putting on the table and setting out in very clear binary terms for South Africans. You can have more suffering and harm under the ANC, or you can choose a path of prosperity under the DA. And those are your choices.
Well, I look forward to seeing those initiatives and discussing them further. In the meantime, all the best for today, and keep doing the good work that you are doing. Time is 8:49. That's John Steenhuisen, and of course he is the leader of the DA, and chatting to us ahead of SONA. It is 8:49.